Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Yakira. How can I help you?
Yakara, I
Yes,
received a
sir.
bill. Yes, I received a bill from my city card, city bank card, and there were two billings on there. One from Successful and Perfect BO and another one from Enjoy Experiment Beauty Products, but they had two different phone numbers, but the same, same people I pushed three for. And they were for $124.94. And I called my city thing and had them canceled because I never made them, And what is this anyway?
Okay, may I have your zip code, sir? We do represent over 100 online vendors, so I want to know exactly and give you those answers until I have an account pulled up.
Okay, it's 95820.
95820, thank you. And your first and last name?
William Dywert, Deiwert, and the bill was on the January 2nd. I never received anything, and I've never made the order in here or anything.
Can you repeat your first and last name one more time?
William Dywert, Deiwert.
Okay, William got Dywert, Deiwert. Okay, give me one moment.
All right. I called both your telephone numbers and pushed three, and I didn't expect to even get a call back. So I called the city bank, and I just had some other, on the first, there were some other bogus charges, and somebody got a hold of it, and evidently it must have been your people, these people.
Give me one moment. Okay, Mr. Dyer, will you may you verify your address for security purposes, sir?
My residential address is 2810 29th Avenue, Sacramento, California, 95820.
Okay, so I do have an account loaded up. Now, what exactly, can you tell me the amount that you was charged for, that you calling in about those two charges so we can see if there's a
Yeah, it's
problem?
$124.94, and it's two different charges there, because one's for one phone number is 855-650-8820, and the other one's 855-614-1957.
Okay, Mr. Dyer, give me one moment. Let's see what's going on. Okay, so I do see those two charges. They are from the subscription that you are enrolled in.
I'm not enrolled in any subscription.
Okay, so do you recall making a charge of $4.95 twice
Yeah, they were, you know,
for
they,
the minimal?
yeah,
Minimum
right. And I got
minimum.
that and I paid that,
Okay, so
But I didn't subscribe to anything.
when you ordered these
It was
products,
just a, yeah, it was just a, cream for my eyes, to get the bags out from under my eyes or something. And I thought, well, I'd try it, and it was kind of funny the way they presented it. I, pushed okay for this, and all of a sudden I had another thing, and it says continue, and I said I didn't continue at all because it sounded, like trying to charge me things I didn't want. And so then they, they sent me the stuff the next day practically in the mail. And it was on my last billing, but that was for last month.
okay, so when you ordered these products, you were given a 7-day trial. You had within a day from
I
the day
didn't have
that
any
you
7-day
order.
trial. I didn't incur, agree to anything like that.
Okay, so let me go to so I can read this to you so that you are aware. So on that turn on the website, it says I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed $6.95 now for shipping and handling. If I don't cancel within 7 day trial, I will be billed the full amount at $124.
What kind of nonsense is?
It will be billed $124.94 for MasterCard for a new 30-day supply for each month until I cancel.
Yeah,
please call 1-855-485-8764 to cancel my subscription.
I didn't see anything like that. There wasn't anything like that on, you know, on my smartphone when I ordered it.
Okay, so the terms and conditions always
yeah,
listed
it,
at the
was
bottom.
On it was on Facebook, I think. It was advertised, and
Yeah, so you just have to make sure you read the terms and conditions where they always listed
at the
bottom.
Well, there wasn't any terms like that.
So the terms and conditions always listed. You just have to scroll to the bottom where you can't find the copyright year.
Well,
click terms and conditions, and it's everything.
Yeah, I looked through all that, but it wasn't listed there. It wasn't posted on Facebook on the advertisement that they had.
Okay, so
and I went through everything, and it only what I was supposed to receive was what I ordered.
Okay, so
and
you are in a subscription, and what I can do is get you canceled out of this as a customer courtesy for those two charges. I can issue a 35% refund back that will post within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I'm not paying it. You know, the credit card company has canceled it already. I call them.
Okay, so if they're
canceled,
they are
Looking at the fraud division, etc. This is nonsense.
Okay, so if you think that you already filed a dispute on the behalf, you will have to have the financial institution give us a call stating that they are confirming they will drop that dispute.
Well, they have your phone numbers.
Okay, and you will and we can issue a full refund after that.
I don't need a refund. I'm not paying it.
Okay, so, but you
you know, they told me to take it off my bill.
Okay, so, listen, you filed a dispute, right? The credit card company, of course, will give you temporary credit. Once they do their investigations, they will see that these are valid charges. So now you have a dispute on file. So what I'm telling you to do so that you can issue your full get your full refund back, because they will reverse those charges. Have them to give us a call back confirming that they will drop the dispute so we can give you those full refunds back to you.
Have my credit card, city credit card, call you?
Yes, stating that they are dropping that dispute. That's the only way we'll be able to issue a full refund, because they are going to see that them charges are valid and we'll take that credit back. So you will be out of money. But in order for you to receive your money, I'm trying to help you to get your money back.
What a con game. Gee whiz, this should be illegal.
So, yes, that's only how we'll be able to give you a refund back, sir. So what I can do is make sure that you cancel out of this and give you a cancellation number, Mr. Dyer, if you would like to take that. I'm just trying to help you.
My cancellation number?
Yes, for that subscription, sir, that you are in.
Yeah, how can I get a cancellation number when I don't even communicate with them?
Now I'm telling you, I'm going to give you a cancellation number on our behalf because you're inside of a subscription.
Oh, you're
going to
give me a cancellation
number.
Yes. Give me a cancellation number, and when they call me back,
Yeah, just have them give us a call saying that they are willing to drop the dispute, and we can issue a full refund for those two charges, okay?
And what's the number?
It is C as in Charlie.
Was it? Oh, Charlie C?
C
663-526-974.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, I guess not, but except, this is ridiculous. It's fraud.
Okay, it's not, but just make sure you give
when you order something and all of a sudden they start taking money out of your account without your permission.
Well, you agreed to terms and conditions. You just got to make sure
I didn't agree to anything. I just agreed to buy the product, and that's all. It was a sample product. It was, advertised as a sample, period.
Okay, sir. So just make sure you give your financial institution, your credit card company, and have them give us a call so we can issue a full refund. They just have to confirm that they are dropping the dispute that you filed.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.